Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, it is time for Bob and I to turn on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on tonight?
This, you know, I love this segment, Chris, and so many of these guys, and there's a ton of them in the NFL that do great things, but those guys that are elected to be the NFL Man of the Year nominees, they just go so beyond the call, and I don't know how they have the time to do what they do, but they just never cease to amaze me. And I was checking out some of the things. Malik Jackson of the Jacksonville Jaguars, a great defensive lineman, but trying to digest what he does off the field is truly amazing, Chris. He has his foundation's called Malik's Gifts, and among many things that he raises money for, he serves a lot of at-risk kids. He does a lot for military kids and their families. He's into animal rescue, family emergencies. He does a lot of stuff with low income people, but I mean, he gives just a few of the other things, Chris. He gives a camp every year, soccer and football, for kids that are between the ages of 7 and 14. He gets about 500 kids at this camp, and he's been doing that for a while. He does an awful lot of buying clothes and donating clothes and supplies around the holidays. In all over the place, and just amazing. One of the things he did just recently, he donated $10,000, Chris, to get 150 animals adopted, you know, to help with the pet adoption charges down in that area. So I mean, it's amazing what he does. He's a real good liaison between the law enforcement and kids and military children, and again, he's very, very cognizant of people that have lost a loved one at war or in the service. This past Memorial Day, I know he made it a major donation, Chris, to a veteran center down there. And he also took 200 military children on a ranch to do some fun activities. And I can go on and on. There's other things. Again, check this guy out, NFL Man of the Year on NFL.com. Again, been playing 6 years, Chris, at a very high level, and but he's just a great hero off the field. So tonight I'm going to salute Malik Jackson of the Jaguars.
Ah, that's a great story. Good story, Bob. And this week I'm going to put my spotlight on Mike Tolbert and his foundation. It's called SPADE, and SPADE is an acronym for Single Parenting and Developing Education. His foundation was set up to help underprivileged children with single parents and then to help them get the support they need to focus on education, athletics, and, you know, daily life challenges as well. And Mike, like Malik, puts on a football camp, and he sponsored the Pee Wee team in his community so that they could travel to Waldorf, Maryland and play in the state championship tournament last year. He also hosted a Christmas dinner and a toy giveaway for 25 children who otherwise would have had no Christmas, and their only dinner would have come at a shelter. So he did that. His Mike's mother, Cecilia, you know, was a single parent, and she worked, you know, two and sometimes three jobs to help support Mike and his sister, April. She's written a book called The Smile That Hides the Pain Within about her life and what it was like trying to raise children by herself. And knowing what his mother went through and the struggles that they had as kids, you know, that's the reason why Mike is trying to give back and help other kids with single moms, you know, not to have to go through the same struggles that that he and his family went through. So I'm putting my spotlight on Mike Tolbert for, you know, giving back and helping to improve the lives of underprivileged children and single mothers, Bob. I think it's great that he saw what difficulties his mom had, and obviously the struggles that the three of them went through, and now to kind of give back to people going through the same sort of struggles. You know, kudos to Mike and his foundation, again called SPADE.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you.
All right, folks, it is time for Bob and I to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks to Mark Wilson, Tony Collins, Jason Tarver, and Todd Stussy for joining us tonight. And Bob, as always, my great pleasure is getting to spend my Thursday nights doing all of this and hearing all of these stories and our spotlight with you, my friend.
Well, it's great. That was a fun show, Chris. And again, that way to end it with the positive note, it's what keeps me ticking. And let's try it again next week, sir.
That's right. We are going to do it all again next week on a very special happy birthday edition to Bob here on Thursday Night Tailgate. We look forward to celebrating your birthday with you next week, my friend.
I can't think of a better place to spend it, Chris. So I just hope it's not a blizzard up here. That's all. I'll take it right now. I'll sign off for it. But thank you.
Absolutely. And scheduled to join us to help celebrate are former Houston Oilers quarterback Dan Pastorini, and one of Bob's favorites. So we look forward to having Dan back on the show. Former Steelers punter Craig Colquitt will make his TNT debut with us. Former Chiefs and Rams wide receiver Eddie Kennison. Can't think of a better guy to help celebrate than Eddie. And, of course, Tony Collins will be here as well. So we hope you'll come back and help Bob and all of us celebrate Bob's birthday next week here on the show. Want to remind everybody, how can you follow us on social media? Well, go on Facebook. We have a page there for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, Bob and I both have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you can stream, you know, the show right there on ThursdayNightTailgate.com. We've got links back to our page over on Podbean, and we can't thank those guys enough for all the support that they have given us over the years of making us a featured podcast right there on their football fan segment, both online and on their mobile app as well. On Twitter, you can follow us. I am at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right. I look forward to next week, Chris. First show of the spring, at least on the calendar, right? So let's do it again next week. So our thanks also to our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, who you heard before, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads, and to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sand. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day.